Good morning, Pilgrim. Good morning from Hillsboro, Oregon. Beautiful green trees. Beautiful. Hey, over there is a pink tree. Beautiful blossoms. Ah, yeah. Sunny day. Kind of a blue sky, kind of a gray sky. It's hard to tell what we're going to get today. Except it's supposed to get to 64 degrees. Nice spring day. Gonna enjoy it while I can because summer's coming, gonna get too warm, and then fall, and then the winter, and it get too cold. Such is life. Winter, spring, summer, fall, then the winter. I'm going to begin this morning by shutting up my wandering ways and read from Ezekiel 33. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord, Ah, shepherds of Israel, you've been feeding yourselves. Shouldn't shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you don't feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up. The strayed, you have not brought them back. The lost, you have not sought them, you have not looked for them, and with force and harshness you have ruled over them. So they're scattered because there was no shepherd. They became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Shepherds, sometimes they just don't care, do they? They'll look after themselves and to heck with the flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become a prey and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but my shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand. Put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. The root of the matter, 12 April 1863. Charles Spurgeon did a sermon. I got a bit of it here. His reading was from Job 19:28. The root of the matter is found in me. Yeah. There are many young Christians who've been made to suffer for years through the roughness of some more advanced believers. Christians, you that are strong, be very tender towards the weak. But the day may come when you'll be weaker, weaker than they are. Never did bullock push with side and shoulder the lean cattle of the herd. And they came when they came to drink, but that the Lord took away the glory from the fat bull of Bashan and made him willing to associate with the very least of the herd. He brought him down sooner or later. You can't hector a child of God without making his father angry. And though you be a child of God yourself, yet if you deal harshly with one of your brethren, you'll smart for it. For the master's rod is always ready. Always ready, even for his own beloved children, when they are not tender with the sons and daughters of Zion, who are kept as the apple of God's eye. Remember too, brethren, that the day may come when you will want consolation from the very friend whom you've treated so roughly. What goes around comes around. I've known some really great people, some very great people. They have that have at last been made to sit at the feet of those whom before they called all sorts of ill names. Look down on them. God has his ways of taking the wind out of men's sails. While their sails were full and the wind blew, they said, "No, no, we don't care about that little port over yonder. It's not good enough for it. We don't care to put in there. It's only a miserable little fishing village." But when the wind came howling on and the deep rolled heavily and it seemed as if the dread artillery of God were all mustering for the battle, then, how with the reef sail they have tried to fly as best they could into the little harbor. So don't speak ill of the little harbor. Do not be ashamed of little Christians. Stand up for the weaklings of the flock. This is a message for you pastors, you ministers, you deacons, you elders, you whatevers. Maturity in the faith is expressed by a humble and a gentle attitude toward believers. They're going to grow. Galatians 6:1. "Brothers, if anyone's caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watching yourself, lest you too be tempted." 1 Thessalonians 2:6-7. "Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children." 1 Peter 5:2-3. "Shepherd of the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock." How many ministers, preachers, pastors, teachers are examples? In the kingdom of God, the great serve the rest. They're the servants, not vice versa. Matthew 20:25-28. "But Jesus called them to him and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles, they lord it over them. Their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" Who's our model? Jesus is our model. Yeah, the words minister, deacon, they're servant. They mean servant. They are to be servants. Jesus' command. "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." How many of our pastors would give their lives for their flock? Instead, they pile up filthy lucre, live in mansions, buy $1,000 pink sweaters that don't fit. Jesus, why don't they hear? Why don't they read the Bible? God bless Pilgrim. Think on these things and have a blessed, blessed day with our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray always that he will give you strength, courage, and wisdom to live as you ought, to follow him. God bless.